What would you say to your dog if you wanted to attack somebody?
Get him. That's where I hear it. Get him. He'd get him too. You know what? A dog is a true friend to a man. If you have one of your own, he'll die for you. Not many, you don't have many human friends that true. But a dog's that true a friend to you. He'll die for you. Trying to protect you.
How's that?
He knows he's in danger. But he will sure get in that pitch. Save you. That old fountain out there.
I don't see how you keep this building together, Mr. Lambert.
I don't hardly. They done tore that front door up out there. I'm gonna have to have a new door made. Ain't that the limit? Some bitch come up there and don't know how to get in the house, and they just grab that stationary door and bust it wide open up there where that pin goes in the top. Bust the door on cypress lumber. Not too hard to tear.
What'd you build up? What'd you call that stuff that they put over the side of the houses back on the days up? You know, they kind of one kind of lap over another?
That's siding.
Siding?
Yeah, it's been siding ever since I can remember.
Bet y'all ain't building on back in those days.
We didn't have any siding on our house. It was just boxes. Cypress boxes. My daddy moved back from Blackton out there. I was born up in the fields in an old log house. And when I was 4 years old, he went to Blackton and lived out there 1 year. And somebody lived on the place.
Yeah.
And he worked in timber, hauling staves. Made pretty good money. Well, and when he come back, he wanted to build him a house out on the road and get out of that old log house up there in the field. There was no road went up through there, right through the field. That's where all the houses were in those days, back on them old roads. But they're going to put that road out on the line. And in front of our house would be the section line. See? And got that lumber from a friend of his. He had some lumber cut to build him a house and had it stacked up. But he hadn't ever started on his house. He asked him to sell it to him. Says, I need a house and you're not ready to build yours. And I got to build me one. And he let him have it. And you know, I was a great big boy before he ever got that man paid with his lumber. All of it. But he never did ask him for it. But he didn't build that L on that house at that time. He just built those two big rooms and that side room. And he built the L later.